Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Mark Riccobono.
Welcome to Straight Talk About Vision Loss. My name is Mark Riccobono. I'm Executive Director of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. It's been a number of months since we've been on the internet with you, but we're happy to be back again. We have a special guest today who wears many hats. Before I get to him, let me just tell you some of the exciting things that we've been doing in our Jernigan Institute. First of all, this summer, the National Federation of the Blind had its national convention in Atlanta, Georgia, and we had the first ever National Federation of the Blind March for Independence, the largest civil rights march ever by blind people. We had over 1,000 people on the streets of Atlanta marching for independence and raising money for the Imagination Fund, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. Shortly after that, we had our National Federation of the Blind Youth Slam, which Straight Talk viewers are familiar with. We had almost 200 blind students come to Baltimore for 4 days of engaging activities in science, technology, engineering, and math. Certainly the most dynamic gathering of blind youth ever. And we had our first ever youth march for independence through South Baltimore to the Jernigan Institute, where the youth expressed their voice, their hopes, their dreams for the future. And finally, just 2 weeks ago, we had our 6th annual Possibilities Fair for seniors losing vision here at the Jernigan Institute, where we served over 350 seniors losing vision with resources, information about the National Federation of the Blind and about how they can continue to live independently after vision loss. There's been many other activities going on in the Institute, and we'll be talking some more about those in future episodes. Right now, I'd like to turn to our guest, who is Kevin Worley. Kevin is a businessman from Colorado Springs, Colorado. He serves as the president of the National Federation of the Blind's division, the National Association of Blind Merchants. He wears many other hats that we're going to talk about, so let's go visit with Kevin. All right, we're here with Kevin Worley. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, thanks.
Kevin, can you begin by telling us a little bit about who you are and a little bit about the National Association of Blind Merchants?
Oh, absolutely. First, let me just say it's really an honor to be here on Straight Talk. I've seen a number of the episodes, referred some folks where I live in Colorado to this internet broadcast, and just what a great service it is. So it's an honor for me to be a part of it. I serve as president of the National Association of Blind Merchants. I am very little about me. I'm 51, own a business in Colorado Springs, and I was born an army brat in Bad Kreuznach, Germany, and I was born blind. So I've been blind all of my life, went to both public schools and residential schools, went to Texas Tech University, and worked in broadcasting for a few years before I had an opportunity to join a program called the Randolph Shepherd Program. And that's a program that may be of some interest to our viewers who are blind or have vision loss, who want to build business careers. Mark, principally in the food service, gift shop, vending machine businesses, where a state rehabilitation agency for the blind can provide some training and then give licensure so that you can bid on, if you will, acquire these small businesses. So I serve now as president of the National Association of Blind Merchants, which is our division under the National Federation of the Blind that promotes and takes initiatives to enhance business opportunities for blind people. I manage Troop Dining Services as one of my principal contracts at Fort Carson, Colorado. Very honored to not only earn a living by doing this, but frankly now, more than ever, to be of service to our men and women in uniform. So a little about me.
Yeah, lots of great work going on.
Perhaps more than you wanted.
But now, so you mentioned the Randolph Shepherd Program, so that's a federally sponsored program. So why do we need a National Association of Blind Merchants if we have this governmental program?
I think it's, well, first of all, the original Randolph Shepherd Act was passed in way back in 1936 when blind Americans essentially had no opportunities, no vocation to speak of, no real financial, economic, social security at all, back part of the New Deal. And the program evolved, and with the guidance, frankly, of the National Federation of the Blind some 30 years ago. Dr. Kenneth Jernigan, Mr. James Gashel, who was featured on a couple of these episodes, I think, of Straight Talk, they worked with legislators and updated the program to make it more dynamic, more robust. But you still need a group of, you could call them consumers, blind people who benefit from the program, to help sculpt the program, to protect the program from interests that might want to dilute the program or take it away from blind Americans, because there's still this huge unemployment rate among blind people. Right, so the purpose of the NABM, the National Association of Blind Merchants under the NFB, is to nurture the program, guide other blind people into the program, protect the program, make it bigger, more bold, more helpful to blind people.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
It's a good group of folks.
That's
they
great.
Really are.
So considering the tremendous work that you do as an entrepreneur, a lot of people would say, well, a blind person must have a lot of people that helps him and that sort of thing. Can you give us a little straight talk about sort of your philosophy about how you approach blindness in terms of being a entrepreneur, someone that's out there making a business for himself?
Well, without sort of seeming to pander in any way, being on a National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute program called Straight Talk, I guess I need to say, really from the get-go, that I did flounder a bit early in my life before discovering what I consider to be the most empowering philosophy about blindness and how to cope with, deal with, surmount any challenges around being a person with low vision, visual impairment, blindness, depending on the stage of vision loss or the kind of vision you do or do not have. To me, I have grown a business now where I have a wonderful team. And being the CEO of a wonderful team means that, in fact, I do have assistants and associates that do the same kind of functions, I think, that you would see in almost any team of food service company or any other small business. But in terms of the things that I do as a blind person, I think with good training that I've been blessed to have through one of our National Federation of the Blind centers, to gain that positive attitude, to climb those walls, to learn the skills of blindness that many blind people haven't had exposure to as of yet. I know those are the things you're working on here at the NFB Jernigan Institute, but to read Braille, to strike out on your own to problem solve with some confidence using a long white cane. Mm-hmm. Computer technology is more accessible in many ways than ever before. So I think you can find a number of ways to meet the challenges of a blind person. You don't have to sort of be led to the chair or led around. You can surmount the challenges of everyday life if you have training and opportunity and the wonderful people and philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind. I really believe that. It's worked for me.
Yeah, that's
worked
so for true me for so many people, certainly. Absolutely. Now, one of the great benefits of having you here, Kevin, is that you are also appointed by our president to be the chairman of our Imagination Fund, which, of course, is a principal way that we fund the work that we do here at the Jernigan Institute. Can you talk to us a little bit about the Imagination Fund?
Sure. I think that Dr. Maurer, the president of the National Federation of the Blind, and really a noted civil rights leader and mentor and role model to many, many, many thousands of blind people in America. When Dr. Maurer called me a few years ago and said, you know, you're a bit of an entrepreneur. You like to build things. Would you be willing to chair the Imagination Fund? I said, well, okay, Dr. Maurer, I'm honored, but what the heck is the Imagination Fund? And he said, well, use your imagination and fundraise. Find some dollars. Build a $1 million campaign. And he said, be creative about it. Enlist the members of this National Federation of the Blind and others throughout the community and nation, businesses, foundations, people that may be watching us on this internet program, and get everybody engaged about the work we do and start fundraising. Ask colleagues, associates, friends, family members to donate $20, $25, $50, $5,000 to build a war chest, if you will, so that we can change what it means to be blind in this country. It's been an honor to do it. Last year we raised $580,000 in the Imagination Fund, And as you know, you mentioned it in your opening, the fund last year, the fund drive, culminated in the first ever March for Independence, which is really a walk for opportunity through the streets of Atlanta. It was an honor to be alongside or just behind Dr. Maurer at that march. It was an honor to be at that rally where Congressman and noted civil rights leader John Lewis spoke. It was a marvelous event. And we're at it again this year. We're working to raise dollars to do the research we do at this institute, to do the training that we do at this institute, to develop model programs that can then be replicated throughout America, throughout the sort of the grassroots where blind people live back in their communities. So we're working hard on it. It's a great fun drive to be a part of, very empowering for me personally.
Great. How can people get involved in the Imagination Fund in the March?
Well, you can do a number of things. You can certainly go to nfb.org. You can go to these various websites that we have. You can go to marchforindependence.org. You could call me, 866-543-6808. I'd be happy to have you call my office in Colorado Springs. And by the way, I think one of the things that make the National Federation of the Blind so special is that we do network, low vision person to blind person, blind person to blind person. So frankly, anybody who sees this program, if you'd want to talk to me about business or the Imagination Fund or ideas that you would have about improving the lives of blind people, yours or mine, call me. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to have the opportunity to meet with folks around the country who have experienced vision loss or blind people or friends and family members of those folks. So 866-543-6808. Or our offices here in Baltimore, 410-659-9314. And again, the various websites, the website you're on currently, and our marchforindependence.org website.
Great. Kevin, one last question. For those viewing this program, maybe for the first time, folks that are they're new to vision loss, family members who have stumbled upon this program, what's the one thing you would say to them to let them know that there's something different here than what they might find elsewhere?
I always come back to the people. We have a wonderful, empowering philosophy, that's for sure. It's a different philosophy about being blind than has ever been thought up or articulated in the history of the world. It's a special philosophy, but it is brought forward, it is carried out, it is encompassed by, if you will, the people. I have never been cared about, loved, nurtured, had the bar set higher by so many wonderful people before. And so I would say come to know the organization. It's worked so well for me. It has enriched my life, and I think it can enrich the lives of so many, young and old. Young and old, it's the people, Mark, of the National Federation of the Blind. There's no question in my mind.
Great. Well, certainly you're one of the people, and thank you for being on the show and for extending your hand to all of our viewers.
Absolutely.
So hopefully we'll have you back again sometime. That is Straight Talk about Vision Loss for today, and we will be back again in a couple of weeks with an exciting new episode. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Mark.